The Great Educator, January 25. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. The Bible unfolds truth with a simplicity and an adaptation to the needs and longings of the human heart that has astonished and charmed the most highly cultivated minds, while to the humble and uncultured also it makes plain the way of life. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No child need mistake the path. Not one trembling seeker need fail of walking in pure and holy light. Yet the most simply stated truths lay hold upon themes elevated, far-reaching, infinitely beyond the power of human comprehension, mysteries that are the hiding of His glory, mysteries that overpower the mind in its research, while they inspire the sincere seeker for truth with reverence and faith. The more we search the Bible, the deeper is our conviction that it is the Word of the living God, and human reason bows before the majesty of divine revelation. God intends that to the earnest seeker the truths of His Word shall be ever unfolding. While the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. The idea that certain portions of the Bible cannot be understood has led to neglect of some of its most important truths. The fact needs to be emphasized, and often repeated, that the mysteries of the Bible are not such because God has sought to conceal truth, but because our own weakness or ignorance makes us incapable of comprehending or appropriating truth. The limitation is not in His purpose, but in our capacity. Of those very portions of Scripture often passed by as impossible to be understood, God desires us to understand as much as our minds are capable of receiving. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that we may be throughly furnished unto all good works. It is impossible for any human mind to exhaust even one truth or promise of the Bible. One catches the glory from one point of view, another from another point, yet we can discern only gleamings. The full radiance is beyond our vision. As we contemplate the great things of God's Word, we look into a fountain that broadens and deepens beneath our gaze. Its breadth and depth pass our knowledge. As we gaze, the vision widens. Stretched out before us, we behold a boundless, shoreless sea.